Amen.
Hey, whatever works.
Wouldn't want to be anywhere else this morning in the house with my wonderful family. Greatest family there is. Amen. If you want to stand this morning, I would like to have a word I want to read with you. I'm reading this out of the Message Bible. It's 1 Peter, out of 1 Peter chapter 5. And the title of the paragraph above it is, He Gets the Last Word. Do you ever be around people and somehow or another, that doesn't matter, they're going to get the last word, right? But I tell you what, I just want you to know that my God always gets the last word. And I want to share this with you out of the Message Bible. And I want you to remember that when the enemy comes at you, you know how he likes to come in your head, tries to get in your head and say it's going to be this or it's going to do that or it's never going to be that. And I just want to tell you this morning that that's not the last word. 1 Peter 5, beginning with verse 8 from the Message Bible. And it says, Keep a cool head. The devil is posed to pounce and would like nothing better than to catch you napping. Keep your guard up. You're not the only ones plunged into these hard times. It's the same with Christians all over the world. So keep a firm grip on the faith. The suffering won't last forever. It won't be long before this generous God who has great plans for us in Christ, eternal and glorious plans they are. Stay alert. The devil would like nothing better than to catch you napping. So keep your guard up. You're not the only ones plunged into the hard times. It's the same with Christians all over the world. So keep a firm grip on the faith. The suffering won't last forever. It won't be long before this generous God, who has great plans for us in Christ, eternal and glorious plans they are, will have you put together and on your feet for good. He gets the last word. Yes, he does. So like I said, I won't tell you this morning because we've had a pretty rough week this week. I would say Pastor's had as rough a week as he's had in 2 or 3 months physically. Different things going on. And I'm going to tell you, and he's not here this morning. He's recovering. But I want to tell you what. Regardless of what the enemy has tried to plant in our heads, God gets the last word. And what does his word say? What I'm believing. What am I believing? Total recovery, total physical health and recovery. So see, that's why you keep a firm grip of your faith. Keep a cool head regardless of what's coming at you in your head or in your circumstances and say, now, wait a minute. This is not the last word. I like that this morning. This is not the last word. My God's got the last word, and it's right in here. And I'm going to keep a firm grip on it. Amen? Amen. Amen. Well, let's praise him this morning.
Let the whole
above. Praise him, you angels and heavenly hosts. Let the whole earth praise him. Praise him, the sun, moon, and bright shining stars. Praise him, you heavens and waters and skies. Let the whole earth praise him. Pray him, power. Pray him, glory. Pray him, mercy. King of heaven.
Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you what you need to do this morning, whatever it is that you got on your mind, except worship. What I need you to do is just get your mind and your heart set on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He would like to have you. The enemy would like to come in and make us think about all the things that we need to do, or all the things that aren't done, or all the things that everybody didn't get done. But I tell you what, the greatest thing you can do this morning for yourself and for him is just to worship him. Hallelujah. And think about the word, and think about God, and think about what he's going to do this morning, and how much he's already done for you in your life this morning. And I praise you and I worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go.
Amen. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We'll wait upon the Lord. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord our God. You reign forever, our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not faint and you won't grow weary.
Amen. Amen. Strength.
Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord our God. Strong deliverer, you are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. God, you reign forever, our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God.
Come on now.
You do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. Lord, you comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait.
Are you waiting on the Lord today? Come on.
Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord.
Our God, you reign forever,
our hope, our strong deliverer. We will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever, our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the God, the everlasting God, you do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. Our God, you reign forever.
Come on.
Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You're the everlasting, you're the everlasting God, you're the everlasting.
Amen. Come on now, hallelujah. You know, I read somewhere this week in our devotion, one of the devotions that I was reading, that talking about hope. And that we're in a situation that a lot of people have just lost hope. We know if you've lost hope, you won't arrive at faith. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So our purpose is to give you hope. The faith comes from God and stirs up on the inside of you. But when I give my testimony, when I share the word of God with you, when somebody gets up here and says, you know, I was believing God for a job and I got it, or I got a raise, or I just want you to know that you all prayed for me and I got healed, or whatever's going on. See, you know what stirs in your heart then? Hope. Hey, would God do that for me? Hope. Hope. Without hope, you'll never arrive at faith. So you've got to begin to expect it. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Water you turn into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you.
Come on now, let's praise him.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. The darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, he's awesome in power, our God, our God.
Are you ready to declare this? Do you believe this morning?
God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What can stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against?
Yes.
What can stand against?
Our God.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. He's awesome in power. Our God. Our God.
Come on now, church. Let's declare this together.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. Our God.
Hallelujah. Now let's praise him. Let's praise him. Just lift your hands in the sanctuary or just begin to thank him for who he is and the power that he's got. The greater one lives within you. Greater is he that is in the world in us than he that is in the world. Oh, we praise you and we magnify you. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to do this next song. And we're going to attempt to do it without Ricardo here. But it's very important that we do this song. It's called Dare to Believe. Because this whole month, we're being dared to believe. And when you get home, I pray that you'll read your bulletin. Because I felt really impressed to write about what is it we need to do our part to make sure that there's a move of God here at the end of the month or in every service. You don't just schedule. I just can't say, okay, Pastor Shirley's going to preach today. And then we come and we'll say, okay, God, give it to us. There's a price to pay. There's a price that she pays, but there's a price that we've got to pay too. You know that. There's a price. We've got to come believing. You know, we've got to come believing. We've got to come expecting. We've got to come saying, okay, God, you be with Pastor Shirley this morning. I thank you for the anointing that's flowing through her. And I thank you, Lord God, that she's got a word for us today. And God, she's got a word for me today. And you know what you're doing? You're building. You're building. You're getting it ready. And you're getting it ready. Well, that's what we're trying to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to do this now, okay? Right. We're asking you if you want to do this. Call these prayer cloths, prayer, whatever you want. They're not really cloths, but I wanted something that you could write on. I want you to write down as if Paul the Apostle were walking by you today, and he's coming, and this cloth is something that when he touches, you're going to get your prayer request, because the Bible in Acts says that that's exactly what happened. As the cloth, they would bring cloths and all manner of things to him for him to touch. Right, for him to touch as a point of contact. There's no power in those things. There's no power in this oil. It's a point of contact. It's saying, okay, I see this. It's drawing my mind to it. I want you to write a specific thing you want done this month. Now, I could write down 25 things on that little thing, but I want you to clue in on one thing that's the most important priority in your life right now that you want to see take place this month. It could happen today, or it may not happen till next week, or it may not happen till Miss Becky gets here. But I tell you what, let's do our part to be ready so when she comes, it won't be like when Jesus came to Nazareth and it says there were a few things that took place, only a few miracles, because they didn't believe. You remember that story? He went there and there wasn't a whole lot that took place. Was it his fault? Church. Like I said, you don't just schedule a speaker like Miss Becky and say, okay, now, she's going to bring it. Church, we've got to do our part and be ready and believe and anticipate that it's going to take place. All right. Dare to believe God. You may be seated if you want to write these down. You're standing at a mountain that you know you cannot climb. Your enemy's approaching. You hear him coming from behind. There's trouble all around you. There's no place to run away. But there's a voice that's deep inside you, yeah. Oh, say it's time to stand in faith. I dare to believe that miracles happen.
that mountains still move and demons still flee. For the God that we serve, He is much more than able.
Come on.
So don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe. There's a miracle inside you. It's just a mustard seed of faith.
Come on.
But by the mighty hand of God now, you know that tiny seed was placed. And though the world may try to crush you, it can never keep you down. Soon the life of God inside you,
yeah, come on,
will come a breaking through the ground. Oh, I dare to believe that miracles happen, that mountains still move, and demons still flee. For the God that we serve, He is much more than able. So don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe.
Come on now. Are you ready? Let's go.
No matter what the doubters tell you, no matter what the devil says, no matter what anybody else does, you just keep trusting Jesus. You'll see, and it won't be long, that God is right and the doubters are wrong. Oh, I dare to believe that miracles happen, that mountains still move, and demons still flee. For the God that we serve, He is much more than able.
Come on.
So don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe.
Oh, I dare to believe. Come on.
Oh, I dare to believe that miracles happen.
Yes.
That mountains still move and demons still flee. For the God that we serve, He is much more than able. So don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe.
No, don't be afraid.
No, don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe.
Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, who has the last word? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him. Come on, church, as we worship and we magnify this Jesus Messiah who did it all. Amen. He did it all and brought us back into that fellowship and by His grace, that right relationship with God that we can stand up and say, our God did it. Amen. Amen.
He became sin who knew no sin, that we might become His righteousness. He humbled Himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing, love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel. Sinner. Jesus, Messiah, Lord of all. His body the bread, his blood the wine, broken and poured out all for love. The whole earth trembled and the veil was torn. Love so amazing, his love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer. Ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. All our hope is in you, all our hope is in you, all our the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. Jesus Messiah, Lord of all, the Lord of all.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There's that word hope again. All our hope is in you. All our hope is in you. All the glory to you, God. You're the light of the world, Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel. He's the rescue for sinners. The ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, the Lord of all. Jesus Messiah, the Lord of all. He's the Lord of all. Hallelujah. I've just got to be obedient. Hallelujah. Somebody's got to get this message, whether you're listening on the air or you're going to be listening to it or somebody in the church. All our hope is in you. All our hope is in you. All the glory to you, God.
You're the light of the world, Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel. He's the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, the Lord of all, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all.
Oh, hallelujah. My hope is built on nothing less but Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Come on, church, all your hope. You know, you don't take out just three little pieces of it and say, well, I'm going to give three pieces to the Lord, and I'm going to give three pieces to the bank, and I'm going to give three pieces to the doctor. No, you give all your hope to God, and He puts it all together. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do that old hymn again. Are you ready? On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You know, we started out this praise and worship service this morning, and I'll be honest with you. Sometimes when you look out there and you see 5, 10 people, you go, and it's time for service to start. But you know what? I've determined in my heart, regardless if there's 1, 2, 3, I came to worship the Lord. Amen. I'm not an entertainer. I'm not a singer. I'm not a musician. I'm a worship leader. And whoever decides to come, and whatever time they decide to get here, we are going to worship the Lord. Amen? Because that is what it's all about. We sing from our hearts. We've got a song in our heart that nobody else can sing to Him. And when we come together and we worship Him, my song's uniting with Miriam's song and Sherry's and all of y'all's, and it's going up before the Lord as a sweet fragrance. Amen. That's what the Word of God says. It's as a sweet fragrance as we offer up to Him the sacrifice of our lips. Hallelujah. And I feel like, though, that, you know, we got there today. Now, if you're not a worship leader, you won't know what I'm talking about. We made it into His presence today. We got some stuff done today, don't you think so? We got some junk out of our heads. We got some burdens off our shoulders. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just thank Him. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you. And we give you the honor and the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Brother Tim. Thank you, praise and worship team. And I'll let Brother Tim dismiss whenever he's ready, children.